Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Sanhedrin in Jerusalem has issued a final warning to Iran. Choose the path of King Cyrus or die like Haman. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, a interesting communique coming from the Sanhedrin, the 70 wise Jewish scholars. They issued a final warning to Iran. They told Iran either choose the path of King Cyrus or die like Haman. Very interesting communique.
Well, it is, Jimmy, and I think it expresses not only the religious leaders of Israel, their view, but the political and military leaders as well. We can't say that this means Iran's never going to go against Israel or that that threat is gone. That is not the case at all. There's enormous evidence that Iran is preparing to strike at Israel in a massive, major way. They want to do it at their timing, that this wasn't the time for them. So it doesn't mean they won't do so. But Israel wisely chose this moment to get rid of this Islamic Jihad leader that's been harassing them and causing casualties amongst Israelis for some time now, and so hopefully send a message to Iran, that message indeed, that you're not going to get away with this, of course, from the Sanhedrin's perspective, because the God of Israel is watching, and he has reestablished his country and nation, and Jerusalem is the Jewish people's capital once again, and he's watching over Israel. And Jimmy, I have been saying in messages I've sent to friends that God is the ultimate iron dome here, not their defense system. The fact that they even have it is really God's protection upon tiny Israel, and we saw that again this week.
David Dolan with the details about the warning from the Sanhedrin to Iran to either choose the path of King Cyrus or die like Haman. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David's report on the announcement to Iran from the Sanhedrin is a biblical approach to Israel's number one enemy, Iran. Iran has continually called for Israel to be wiped off the earth, which is not going to happen. Iran has the choice to either take the path of Cyrus, a Persian king who allowed the Jews to return to Jerusalem and to rebuild their temple. That's Ezra chapter 1 and Ezra chapter 6. God called Cyrus his shepherd, Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 28, and his anointed one in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 1. Remember, Haman was the villain of the book of Esther. Haman was actually hanged because of his activities against the Jewish people. Iran has the choice, Cyrus or Haman. I've read the last chapter, Iran will choose Haman. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...